I just say tonight, it's nice to be with you in your mission here in Springfield. I can't really honestly say it's nice to be up here, but I trust that the Lord will help me in what I want to say tonight. And what I say tonight is simply of what the Lord has done for me. It is nothing of me, but it is simply what the Lord has done in my life. If you want to turn to Psalm 32, you just want to read a few verses there. Psalm 32 in the first five verses. Really, verse 5 just sums up my testimony tonight, but we'll just take time to read these five verses. Psalm 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee. Mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. And that verse just simply sums up tonight my testimony, that I acknowledged my sin unto the Lord, and he has forgiven me. I am thankful to the Lord for the privilege that I had of being born into a Christian home. And I probably, as I grew up, didn't realize the benefits of that and the blessings of that, but I can look back on my life and I am truly thankful to God for the home that I was born into, a home where my parents were saved. Not only my parents, but my grandparents. And I am thankful for that upbringing that I had. I had one sister and four brothers, and we lived with our grandparents as well. So there was 10 of us in the one house. And whenever we were going anywhere, there was 10 of us in the one car. And that was just an estate car. Maybe just not the health and safety issues and seatbelt regulations as there is today. But those were blessed days. Those were good days. As I grew up, even at home, as the Reverend Porter has mentioned, I'm from a dairy farm. I grew up on the farm, and the Lord has really blessed us in our family. I can never remember a time in my life when I didn't know that I needed to be saved. We were sent along to Sunday school. We were sent along to CEF Children's Meeting in Fintna. We went to the Good News Club the five-day club in Trillick in the summertime under the late Etta Coulter's teaching. And we always were taught the things of God at home as well. And our Sunday school years, the six of us as a family, each one of us had 10 years full attendance at Sunday school. And that's not because of anything great in us, but the Lord blessed us with the health and strength to be able to do that. So there never was a time when I didn't know my need of the Lord's saving grace in my life. I can relate to that verse in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I knew verses like Romans 3. And 10, where there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 and 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you know, those verses come to my heart many times. And I knew that if I was to die in my sin, I would go to a lost eternity. I knew that from a very early age. And even though my parents were saved, my grandparents were saved, that was of no bearing in my life. I needed personally to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe you're in this meeting tonight, and maybe you're depending upon your church going. Maybe you're depending upon some other member in your family that's saved. But you personally tonight need to come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. I thank God that he kept speaking to my heart, even though there was, for years, I rejected the Lord. I just cast aside those convictions upon my heart. And it wasn't until the end of December 1982 that I at a meeting in our own church under the preaching of the Reverend Cairns at that time. And I realized that night that if I was to step out into a new year, I was stepping out into that new year without Christ. And the Lord troubled my heart that night. And I thank God that when I came and I confessed my sin unto the Lord, even in that verse 5 that we read earlier, I acknowledged my sin unto the Lord. I realized that I was a sinner before him. And I realized that I deserved God's punishment. And even though I hadn't, as it were, got involved in the things of this world, I hadn't, as it were, got out into the world, I knew still I was a sinner that needed God's saving grace. And it took the same saving grace of God to save me, as it does even to lift a gutter off the street, a man and drink or drugs or whatever. It took the same grace of God to save me, because I was just a wretched sinner on a way to a lost eternity. And I thank God that he spoke on to my heart and he didn't cast me to the one side. You know that verse there in John chapter 6 and verse 37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I just came as a sinner. I just acknowledged my sin, and I am thankful to God for his leading and guiding in my life. There's a wee verse there just on down in that chapter that we read, Psalm chapter 32 and the verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And I thank God for his leading and guiding in my life over the years. I know as I grew older, there was many times that I got involved in things and done things that I shouldn't have done. I said things I shouldn't have said. Maybe times that I should have spoke up to the Lord that I didn't. But I am thankful for the grace of God in my life, that he led me and guided me and kept me from the devices of sin in this world. You know, after primary school, I spent 4 years at Oma Academy. Before then, we moved as a family to Kilskerry Independent Christian School. And whenever we moved as a family, I was just moving from fourth year into fifth year. It wasn't just the easiest time for me to move, but there was a lot of things that I had covered in the academy that hadn't been covered in Kilskerry, and we were sort of catching up and doing a whole lot of work that was maybe left things a wee bit more difficult. But I can say I never really enjoyed school to an extent. I didn't hate it, but I didn't really enjoy it that much. But I can certainly say that my year at Kilskerry School, I enjoyed that year. And that year was a blessing to me. The godly influence of those teachers and even the pupils, and we made some good friends there and remained friendly with a lot of those people even to this day. And we're thankful to God for that time there at Kilskerry. Then I spent a year in the Enniskillen Agricultural College, and I've been working then on the farm ever since at home. And I thank God just for the way that he has blessed us and led us and guided us in our life, and thankful for many privileges that we've even had to serve the Lord, even in our own church and Sunday school and youth work and in different aspects of the work there in our church in Oma. But there's been many, many difficult times as well. And there's things in life that we plan and we think that we can just organize our own life. And as I just thought of this meeting tonight, I was thinking just of the watch night service, that we always have a watch night service in our own church in Oma. And way back in 2001, it would be, the Reverend Morrow was the minister at that time. But as the custom was, it was always left open for someone to give a word of testimony or just to relate of what the Lord had done in the person's life over that year, some blessing or whatever. And I remember sitting in that meeting that night and feeling that I should have got up and give a word of testimony. And then Jonathan Crane got up. Him and Jane and family had been coming to our church at that time. And Jonathan got up that night and he testified to the Lord's blessing in their life in that year that had passed in giving to them a little child. And as I sat in that meeting that night, at that time, Eleanor was expecting her first child. We had been married for 7 years or so at that time, and we had just left the matter of children to the Lord. And it was a blessing whenever we discovered that Eleanor was expecting at that time. And I just thought that night, well, I'm going to wait to this time next year, and I'll be able to get up and thank God for his leading and guiding in our life, and even for the blessing of a little child. But that wasn't to be so. Because just 21 years to the day yesterday, our little boy was stillborn. And that was a very difficult time in our life. But I can honestly say, the night that little Matthew was born, the Reverend Morrow came up to us that night after the prayer meeting, and I felt the presence of the Lord in a way that night that we never had felt it before. And as we thought of that week, how we would get through that week, how we would cope with the funeral and everything else, and I am just so thankful to the grace of God in our hearts and lives, even over that time. And for the Lord's blessing, even to us since, we were blessed with two boys then later on. But, you know, so often in life, we just think that we can plan things out as we want to. But yet the Lord sometimes has plans that are so different than we think. But yet the Lord gives grace in every situation. And we are so thankful to that, or to the Lord for that. And you know, even over this last few years with my wee nephew's illness and his passing back in October, that was a very, very difficult time for us as a family. Wee Andrew was only 13 and had Batten's disease and had suffered a lot through his wee short life. But yet God gave grace. And we are so thankful even for people that were gathered into the funeral that day. There's a man in South Armagh that I would have had a wee bit of contact with and done a wee bit of business with over the years. That man from Republican area of South Armagh was even in the funeral that day and commented on the service and so many others. And we're so thankful to God for even the blessing of God's word going forth in that way. But you know, tonight, you know, maybe you're in this meeting tonight and you're out of Christ without a Savior. Who have you to turn to in your times of trouble? I am so thankful that we had the Lord to lead on. We had the Lord to help us through those situations. And I'm sure there'll be many more problems that we have to face, but I am so thankful that I have the Lord with me as my Savior. You know, in the Psalm 23, it talks there about the Lord being my shepherd. I wonder tonight, is he your shepherd? Is he the one that you can turn to in your times of difficulty? Is he the one that you can bring your problems to? Or what are you depending on tonight? If anything was to happen to you, even over the last 5 months, we have had 5 funerals in our family connection and family circle, right from 13-year-old to 89-year-old, or 95, actually, one of the ladies were. You know, death will come to each one of us, no matter what age you are. One day, we will stand before God, and will we stand before God as our Savior? Or will we stand before God as our judge? And you know, the word of God clearly tells us that all have sinned. I knew that from a child, that I was a sinner before God. And I needed God's salvation in my life. You know, you need God's salvation too. I don't know a lot of you folk here tonight. But you know, the Lord knows your heart. And the Lord knows how you stand before him. And I trust that even if God is speaking to your heart tonight, that you would open your heart and you would ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be your own and personal Savior. I am so thankful for the way that the Lord has blessed me with Christian parents, with the upbringing that I have had. And maybe you have had the same. And maybe you have turned your back on it. You know, the Word of God tells us that my spirit shall not always strive with man. Maybe God is speaking to your heart tonight. Maybe it's the last time that God will speak to you. I trust that even tonight you would come and put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And I trust that the Lord would even bless these few stammering words even to your heart tonight.